This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
King Ahav was quite possibly one of the most evil kings who ever lived, but he claimed not guilty to the killing of an Israelite man named Naboth. You see, Ahav wanted Naboth's vineyard and offered to buy it from him or give him a better one in exchange. Naboth refused. Ahav got angry, but his evil wife Jezebel got revenge. She wrote letters in her husband's name commanding the elders of Naboth's town to make it look like Naboth had cursed God and the king. So Naboth was framed and executed by stoning, and his vineyard was now free for the taking. When Ahav went to claim the vineyard as his own, Elijah finds him and delivers the Lord's message. In the place where dogs licked up Naboth's blood, dogs will lick up your blood. Ahav may not have physically murdered Naboth, but he knew about Jezebel's plans, and he did nothing to stop them. That was Ahav's real crime. As Edmund Burke famously wrote thousands of years later, "The only thing necessary for evil to flourish is for good men to do nothing." My friends, we're living in times when evil has reared its ugly head once again. We must speak up. We dare not remain silent, lest we too be held responsible. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. You can visit holylandmoments.ca to learn more about the land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our new free educational resource, Limud. That's holylandmoments.ca.